All right, we've got Adam Shanks on the phone, and it is time for the WILO. Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Doing all right today. It's been a week.
Leading with hope and vision. I like that.
Yeah. it's been a week or so since we talked to you, Adam. What's happening out at the Extension office?
Well, I'll tell you, it's still a flurry of activity around here right now. We just finished up. Last Friday was the deadline for 4-H enrollment, so those are getting finalized and entered into the computer. We've got the livestock, first round of livestock ID days is coming up here at the end of February and early March, so getting ready for that. We've got the blood drive coming up again here in February. That Versetti is coming back. We had a really good turnout last time, so we're going to do it again. And I think I'm going to try to get in on that this time, figure out what my blood type is and if I've had the COVID antibodies, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. We had, there must have been 8 people call us and ask about that blood drive the week or two prior to that. So I was hoping you guys would have a good turnout. Then you take it one step further and find out the antibodies. So all the information with COVID we can get for ourselves, the more the better.
Yeah, we had such a good turnout. It almost looks like it might be going to turn into a monthly thing.
I love it.
They need the blood for sure, and I guess one donation can help 3 different people. So that's been a really good positive aspect of it, and I think we might be looking at doing it monthly.
Okay, well, very good. Very good.
And we're still got lots of agricultural winter programming going on virtually. And some in person. So, you know, like we got an integrated pest management program coming up February 6th. That's a Saturday. So if anybody, you know, works off the farm or has a hard time getting to our normal weekday meetings, we're going to have one on a Saturday. And we'll have commercial applicator license credits available and PARP available to that. You know, when I was younger and I heard integrated pest management, I thought, that just means trying a different type of herbicide or some different mode of action so the weed doesn't become resistant. But I'll tell you, there's a lot more to that whole system as far as, you know, things like helping pollinators and beneficial insects. So there's just going to be a whole day of learning different techniques of how to be a good environmental steward and, you know, make sure we're doing the right thing when it comes to applying pesticides out there. And then also we're going to have the UAV training program coming up in early March. So if anybody wants to get their license or get study to get their license coming up here for summer, we're going to have that training program coming up. It's actually going to be at the Boone County Fairgrounds. So you can check on that. And then just the
Adam,
last thing.
Adam, what is UAV for those of us who aren't sure?
Absolutely. Those are your drones. Those are your unmanned aerial vehicles.
Okay, yeah. That's popular too.
Yeah, I get to using acronyms and I need to step back and explain that. I apologize.
That's all right. You know, we've had a couple calls on that as well here at the radio station. So people asking because I think there was maybe another group that was starting something, but it just never came to fruition on, you know, getting people together and trying to teach them. So that's pretty cool. It seems like every other day on Facebook, I see a friend who is purchased one and is trying to, you know, do whatever they want to do with it. Fly over their house and see if the kid's softball's stuck on top or something, you know.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about our program that we do help you with the information you need to pass the exam to get your license. But yeah, then we also go into different uses and camera settings and how to get the most out of that investment you just made.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. There's lots of people buying them, and we want to use them safely, but also get the most out of that money we spent, for sure. So that's a good point. But also, just one last thing. We've got, you know, our annual dinner is always a big deal. We always get a large turnout for that. And this year, we obviously, with COVID, we can't get that kind of gathering going. So we're going to offer that program virtually this year. So we'll have kind of a short recorded video from all the educators, and you can log in and we'll watch that. And we're going to have a guest speaker. And actually, Shan Sheridan is going to be our keynote guest speaker. And then also, if you participate, you can come into the extension office, and we'll have a goodie basket for you. We're looking at planting the seeds of 2021. So it's a flower pot and some seeds and some garden tools and just a thank you basket you can stop in and pick up and participate in our virtual annual meeting this year.
And when's that going to be?
That is coming up on February the 4th.
Oh, wow.
And it's 7 p.m., so we'll all be here in the office to answer questions. And if you register, we'll get you the Zoom information, and you can participate in our virtual annual meeting.
Is there a way to register for this and some of your Ag Winter programs and some other things? Is it all one portal to go to?
Absolutely. You can always like us and follow us on Facebook, the Clinton County Extension, and also Clinton County 4-H. So we put everything on there, or you can just go to the Extension website, so purdue.edu/extension, and click on Clinton County and find all that information there as well. Extension. And always you can call the office or email us for sure.
All right. Well, so there's no excuse to not get in touch with you guys then, right?
Come in and see us. We're open, you know. We're here. Come talk to us. That's what we're here for.
All right. Have you found that I think the last couple times ago that we talked to you, Ken and I, maybe off the air, you've been pretty happy with the people participating in the Ag Winter programs virtually and stuff, haven't you?
Absolutely. I did one 2 weeks ago. I was a speaker in one, and we had 111 people on that call.
Yeah.
So that's just fantastic, and from all over the state, and so. You know, we're definitely having greater numbers reaching out to those people than what we would, you know, what people would drive to. Now, granted, we've had some good success with our in-person, but the scope of the virtual has been a greater reach.
Again, you try to take all the positive you can from something negative like COVID, and I think this will make you stronger in the future, you know, because once we get back to normal, we'll be able to do the regular and the virtual for maybe some people who can't get out or in the field late, you know, so you'll already have a plan in place.
That's right. Yep, just like the IPM program, you know, I had a guy call, and he had some health problems, and he wanted to participate. So he just didn't feel comfortable coming into person, and I said, hey, we're going to do it virtually. He said, that's great. Got logged on and registered, so I think that's definitely going to be an avenue going forward.
Sounds great. Well, Adam, we appreciate your time as always, and I'm sure we'll catch you right down the road here in the next week or two.
That sounds great. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. That's the Leading with Hope and Vision and the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.